Cape Verde's leaders are pleased with the rising level of income, but they are also worried that they may soon be losing donations from lenders who only give money to the world's poorest countries. Cape Verde's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Victor Borge, says the country still faces high poverty, even though overall economic indicators are better than they used to be.
Não preenchemos o terceiro critério que tem a ver com o índice de vulnerabilidade.
Borge says many of the country's advances were possible only because of money from international donors and the generosity of Cape Verdeans living in other countries who send money back home. The foreign minister says Cape Verde's economy is actually quite weak. A major source of aid has been the International Finance Corporation, or IFC, a lending organization for poor countries. Since 2001, the IFC has offered Cape Verde almost $100 million in low-interest loans to build roads and provide social services. But now that it is considered a middle-income country, Cape Verde will no longer be eligible for these special loans. Marcus Schweymeyer, Cape Verde's IFC representative, says this poses a major challenge for what has been an aid-dependent country.
Now that Cape Verde is actually achieving medium-income country status, it will actually have to work harder to keep some of the benefits from 30 years since independence.
Although the country has made advances, it has many problems. A UN poverty specialist based in Cape Verde, Jelena Andrade, says the government still needs to address high unemployment, drought, and poor transportation between the country's 9 inhabited islands.
Cabo Verde ainda é país muito vulnerável, porque Cabo Verde não produz praticamente nada.
She says donors need to remember that Cape Verde is like 9 countries, each with different needs. She says farmers on the smaller islands have trouble getting their produce to the bigger islands, which hurts their income.
No momento em que decidimos a atividade económica privada,
Minister of Foreign Affairs Borge says if the country can no longer rely on outside investors, it has to find a way to make money on what resources it has, such as its many kilometers of pristine beaches, which are just a few hours from Western Europe. Borge says preventing corruption is also a priority as Cape Verde moves toward an economy based on investments rather than donor funds.
Aos desafios da graduação e também porque Cabo Verde.
The minister says any time an economy opens its doors to investors, there is the possibility of new forms of corruption. He says the government is committed to fighting corruption. Late last year, the Minister of Economy, João Pereira Silva, resigned over corruption charges on a tourism contract with a Portuguese company on the island of Boa Vista. The government canceled the contract, but says it found no evidence of corruption. To make itself more attractive to investors, Cape Verde recently changed its laws to speed up approval for new investments. All sectors of the country are now open to foreign investment. The sectors with highest priority are light manufacturing, tourism, and fishing. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Praia, Cape Verde.